Mike, Tango Alpha Hotel calling CQ. Tango Alpha Hotel, CQ.
Tango Alpha Hotel, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Tango Alpha Hotel, CQ.
VWA, I'm not sure the CQ there is receiving.
Yeah, it must not be. Was somebody trying out something new or new guy, one or the other? Couldn't tell, I missed his call sign.
Yep, he rattled it off kind of fast, and I didn't quite catch it, so that's why I didn't try to respond to it. So how's your day shaping up? It's a beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, it's turned off right pretty. We headed over to Spartanburg to help a friend of mine out try to move back into her house.
If you're there, then in Greenville County.
What county?
For mid-sized cities nationwide, Greenville County is the number one hot spot in the nation for COVID.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I had it. Had me pretty well floored for about 2 weeks good there during December. It was my wife had it. She got over in a couple of days pretty good. We didn't have her too bad, but yeah, we done been through a round of that. It ain't no fun.
Hey, enjoy talking to you. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. It's COVID, COVID, COVID. Oh, my God!
I'm surprised I hadn't heard anybody freak out. I've been talking a couple times I got on the radio when I was sick, but not too much, but I'm surprised I didn't have a couple guys, you know, like kind of like shut up or something or not talk, want to talk or something just because they kind of felt weird talking to somebody with it.
Yeah. Unless you're in certain categories, you're going to get real sick. You're going to be just about like the flu, and unless you're diabetic or have heart problems or, you know, something like COPD, you know, nobody wants the flu, that's for sure, but folks in those categories just need to stay home and stay safe for sure. So, I'll tell you something else, too. Grandchildren are petri dishes.
Yeah, kids, they carry everything around. But yeah, I said I'm pretty good health, but it had me floored. It was it was worse than the flu. I mean, I was sick, and I got over it pretty quick once it did start getting better. That last week there, my breathing kind of got rough, and I think a lot of that was just, you know, just trying to get back in the swing of things. But yeah, it's weird how it picks and chooses who it wants sometimes. But I was in pretty good health, but it had me really sick, worse than the flu anyway.
Well, I am getting over my second cold this season, brought on by my granddaughter, and I've been tested for the COVID 3 different times, and all 3 times I've checked negative. So my doctor has said, you need to quit hanging around your granddaughter. So, I tell you what, and those colds weren't nothing to laugh about. I've still got the remnants of the last one.
We don't have a lot of little kids we're around much. My kids are real grown, but I got a bad habit of dragging my hands along everything. I walk fast or touching everything, so I'm surprised I don't stay sick more than I do. I drag my hands around every handrail there is and about touch about every pole I come to or anything else. I don't know why. I guess it's an OCD. I don't know why I do it.
It's just force of habit, and yeah, it's kind of like smoking. You just got to change the way you approach things and think about things, you know?
A lot more now, especially after I did get sick with it. It makes me think about that stuff a lot more, wash my hands a lot more and all that. It makes my wife a little happier if I think about it more. It gets on her nerves if I touch everything like that.
Well, fortunately, you didn't get in a bad way with it. You're a reasonably healthy fellow, it sounds like, and you did okay. So that's a good thing. Congratulations. Now just develop your antibodies and you'll be immune, supposedly.
Again, it's just supposed to be not supposed to be anywhere near as bad if you do get it again. But yeah, my dad, he got it about the same time I did, and he's better. He's older, and he has asthma, diabetes, heart conditions. He was actually supposed to the day or the week before he got it, he was actually supposed to be going the next week to have a new pacemaker put in. Of course, they got put off, but he ended up being able to get through it pretty well with no problems.
Well, then, in that case, he's just damn fortunate, my friend. Because it sounds to me like he's in those categories that need to be the most careful.
Yeah, he about hits about every category there is, and my wife's aunt, she got it, and she pretty well got about the same kind of stuff, and but she's actually in a lot better health than he is. But anyway, she's still older and still got issues, but she didn't have a problem with it either. Like I said, it's just weird how it picks and chooses who it wants to affect real bad and don't.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well. That's good. That's a relief that they got over it okay. All right. Well, I'm headed for Jordan Road to an RC airport. I'm going to check it out today. So you go and get a good workout moving that young lady into her new house. And hopefully we'll hear that old boy receive here before too long. So anyhow, 73s, and I will... hopefully talk to you soon. KN4, VWA, clear.
KN4, GPA, yeah, before you get off. I live right over here next to the Blue Ridge Radio Airfield over here, Blue Ridge Radio Control Club or whatever. Yeah, see out there flying all the time. I live right around the corner from them.
Really? They're at Jordan Road in Mount Lebanon?
In Piedmont, is that where they actually have where the old landfill used to be at in Piedmont? They got a RC airfield out there. I think the sign said Blue Ridge Radio Control Club.
Huh? You sure it wasn't WCRC, Western Carolina Radio Control Club?
I'm not. Just a little tiny sign on the gate there. I hadn't looked too close at it, but. I know I have seen a BRRC or something like that fly-in sign out there from time to time whenever they have big flying stuff out there. It's a huge field.
Wow. That sounds like fun. All right. Well, good enough, big guy. You go have fun with it. And that's down in Piedmont, you say?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you take it easy. Be careful out there and be safe and be healthy. Talk to you later. KN4 VWA, clear.
You too. Have a good day. KN4 GPA. Listening.